This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I guess that is the entree into the next hour of conversation here, isn't it, huh? DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with broadcaster Jennifer Horn, broadcaster Victoria Keelan. Very happy to have everybody here sharing thoughts. People in the news, for example, former Governor Chris Christie. Victoria loves Chris Christie. Absolutely. Most excited person in the room to hear that he's going to join ABC News.
I think it's a much better place for him than running New Jersey.
Well, he hasn't run New Jersey for a long time.
Exactly.
He actually participated in the coverage of the President's State of the Union address with Meghan McCain and Alex, is it Castellanos? I'm not sure. I've heard the name before, Jennifer. I don't know what his deal is. Where'd he come from?
I don't know. He's an ABC contributor for sure. He's been for a while. Yeah, I feel like maybe he has run for office. I'd have to look it up, but I think he's definitely not far from the political world. Mm-hmm. I do think this is a good move, though, for ABC News to bring in Meghan McCain and Chris Christie. So oftentimes, and Fox does this, and CNN does it, and MSNBC does it, it's hard to find a balanced panel.
Of
commentators. So when you're being paid for commentary on Fox, you're going to get the majority of Republican commentators. Right. You go on CNN, and usually it's like one Republican commentator against seven Democratic ones, right. That's totally outnumbered. MSNBC does the same thing. So I like the fact that ABC, in an attempt maybe to brush off this fake news or this biased, this theory that the news media is biased, is bringing in some people who are going to be able to explain the president's perspective, because that is very valuable. You want people to be able to talk competently about where the president's messaging is coming from. And so I think it's a good thing. Is Chris Christie going to be the best spokesperson ever for the president? Well, probably not. But I think it's a step in the right direction for ABC News, probably, to even things out a little bit.
Meghan McCain works for ABC already because she's on The View. Mm-hmm. I think she comes across quite well, even if you don't like Republicans, who most people agree with that. Victoria, do you think that she comes across well for all sides?
I think she comes across as, as intelligent and very fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And how's she doing on The View? I think I've only seen her there once. Is it improving?
I don't watch that show, but I only saw that one clip with Joe Biden, which went viral because it was just so incredibly heartwarming. Yeah.
And what do we know, by the way? I didn't see any pictures of McCain in the audience at the State of the Union. I don't think he was there either.
Yeah, I think he's been back in Arizona for a while. I know he didn't vote on, he wasn't able to do their last big vote on immigration and tax reform because he's but not able to.
Yep. All right. Now, Phil Murphy is the new governor of New Jersey. What kind of a job, Victoria, is he doing?
Well, he's only been in for a week.
he's a little track. What do people think? Maybe ask it this way. What do people think he's going to bring to the job?
Well, he was certainly a very popular choice in New Jersey. I am a New Yorker now, so I don't vote in New Jersey. But he, from everything that I followed along with the election, people were excited about him. That day one, what he did do, which a lot of, especially women, are excited about, he made it illegal in New Jersey when you go to apply for a government job. Private companies can still do what they want, but if you apply for a government job, they're not allowed to ask you what your previous salary was.
Really?
And that's in an effort to make sure that the gender gap is narrowed a lot. Because if you go in and apply for a job and you're a woman and a man is also another candidate, the job pays what the job pays. And whoever is the better qualified person, that's what it is. And I have been personally... and I will say victim. I have fallen victim to that type of bullying during being hired two different times where they base everything on, well, this is what you were making. And so even though I'm doing the same job as a man, because he came in at a different salary from doing a totally different job, then I was paid less. And this is a huge part of the problem with the gender pay gap. And women come in and they just, they're that you can't get ahead. if all they ever do is just based on what you did make, you can't get ahead. So I love the fact that that was day one. He signed an executive order on that, and women are very happy in New Jersey about that.
Good. All right, next person in the news is Vern Miyagi. How many people know who Vern Miyagi is? Please raise your hands.
I don't think I do.
Vern is the administrator, or scratch that, was the administrator of the Hawaiian Emergency Management Agency. Remember the mistaken emergency alert warning?
Now we found out it wasn't a mistake. He did it on purpose. True.
Well,
the girls
fired.
And I were just talking about this off the air. He got a, I guess there was a memo or a phone call that went out saying, this is just a drill, and here we go. And apparently he missed the part about it being a drill and thought that we were really under attack, and then these ballistic missiles were on their way. And so he intentionally pressed the buttons. Lie about it?
Well, because people do that because they don't think they're going to get caught because they're silly. People lie because they're silly. Major General Joe Logan, who runs the National Guard in Hawaii, is suspended without pay. He'll be taking an early retirement. So the FCC is also looking into what's gone on there. They issued some preliminary findings detailing how all of this mess happened, and Jennifer just pretty much explained it. The state was on edge, though, for, about an hour or so, when the people were trying to figure this out. 38 minutes, yeah. The FCC also revealed that the agency officer who issued the alert believed that a real attack was coming, as Jennifer just suggested. So, unga bunga. All right, next person on the list of people in the news today, Patrick J. Adams. Who knows who Patrick J. Adams is?
I do. Part of the
Adams family.
Yeah, he's married to one of my favorite actresses, so that's how I know.
Married to Meghan Markle. He was on TV on Suits, married to Meghan Markle, and she's leaving, and he's decided he's leaving. I can't quite figure out, Jennifer, whether it's they've split that show in half, so that half of the season, a lot of these shows are doing this now. They put the first half of the season on before Christmas, and then they put the second half on starting about now. So, and I'm not sure whether this is the seventh season or the eighth season, but anyway, he got halfway through the season, Patrick Adams did, a very likable character, by the way. I think the show, a lot of the lines in the show are built on him, a guy named Mach, Gabriel Mach, M-A-C-H-T, who is sort of a left-handed outfielder actor that you saw once in a while in B-movies. He took over reins as the star of the show, and I think he's done a very good job. I think it's a very good show, actually. Good stories.
People love this
characters.
Show.
Yeah, it's a good show. So anyway, Meghan Markle's gone, and Patrick says, you know, they talked about it when she was leaving, and he said he's not leaving because she left, but I think he is leaving because she left, because I think he doesn't like the way the character's played out, what they're doing with her character, and so he just said, you know what, enough of this. We had a great time. Time to hit the road, and Suits will come back. I'm not sure, though.
I think right now they're in the middle of in March 28th, they're starting the second half of Season 7, which is the final season for Patrick and for Meghan Markle, which I guess ends with a wedding, because that's already been teased online that they get married.
Yeah.
So she'll have two weddings this year.
Right. Okay. But she's done with all the shooting's done with her.
They both are. Yeah.
They both are. Okay.
Yep.
So he's been doing some other stuff. He played some silly character on a show I saw about 6-7 weeks ago. He was dressed in some superhero outfit, and he looked pretty silly.
Yes, he was on Legends of Tomorrow, which is a superhero show on CW. He's been on that. He was on Orphan Black. He's had a lot of bit parts here and there, so he might be branching out more now that... It seems like every actor or actress does 7 or 8 years, and then they're just sort of like, I'm done.
Had enough of that.
Yeah.
Well, they establish themselves.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, you can establish yourself for movies or another television show, or look at what Michael Weatherly did. He stuck with NCIS, and a lot of people thought he had it in him to be a lead man, but he had to find the right role, and I think his role, the way he plays it in Bull, he does a fabulous job. I think it's a great show, and I think he's very, very convincing in it, frankly. And he played kind of a stupor-duper in, you know, he was kind of a, I don't know, he was a little goofy in NCIS, but he comes across very well, very maturely. I think his show is good, frankly. One more name in the news. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is putting down the U.S. government for publishing a list of his pals, the Russian oligarchs, who are linked to him. An oligarch is somebody who, in this circumstance, is a creator of wealth, somebody who has
A rich Russian guy is what it
right,
is.
Right, that's exactly. And all of the rich Russian guys, Jennifer, are former KGB agents that served with Putin. And so for whatever the reason, and I don't understand why this was done, but it doesn't hurt anything. It's interesting conversation. 114 officials in the Russian government that have fortunes over $1 billion. And they were all KGB agents with Putin before Putin became a leader and shot and killed all the people that were running all these businesses. And I mean, I'm saying that that's the suggestion here. It isn't in print, but that's what happened. They bumped off all these Russian companies that were coming of age. When the government changed, the KGB had no more value. So all these guys took what they knew and they managed to rub out people who were running these companies. And now there are 114 of them who have an average wealth of well over $1 billion. And these were guys that were working on government salaries before, strangely, some of the people running these companies disappeared. So it pays to be in the KGB, I guess. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Fully cooked.
cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I would say this information that we have now as news on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Karen Doug is... It's sour adversity. How do you like that for the attitude Megyn Kelly has over Katie Couric going to the Olympics, and she's not? Apparently, in her maturity, she threw a fit when NBC offered the job to Katie Couric instead of her. Insiders say that Megyn insisted when signing her $23 million a year contract that she could not be forced to do special events like Winter Games and the Olympics and that kind of stuff. So she's not doing them.
So she's not being forced. I'm not a huge Megyn Kelly fan. Yeah. But from a professional perspective, she's the biggest, most highly paid star on NBC now that Matt Lauer has left. She's making the most money for sure in the mornings.
And doesn't deserve it, in my opinion.
Well, whether she deserves it or not, it is what it is. She's making that money. She believes herself to be the biggest star on NBC. And I can see, if you're in that perspective, you'd be steamed if they went outside of NBC and went to Katie Couric, who is not under contract with them, and brought her in so that they could bench you. That's embarrassing.
You want to know what my prediction is for Megyn Kelly's future at NBC?
Oh, it's going to be as limited as possible.
Buyout.
I think she's disappointed them. Well, I don't think it has anything to do with talent. I think a lot of people at NBC thought that she would bring in a lot of viewers, and she has not. I think they're probably a bit disappointed.
She may have brought in viewers in the beginning, but then people saw what her real personality was, and there's nothing there. No. I've watched her a bunch of times, and I can't find anything there that I care about.
I used to like Megyn Kelly a lot. I think what happens, and this happens to a lot of people, males, females, in general, when you start believing when you start believing the hype that surrounds you, and that's exactly what happened, because Megyn Kelly got called out by now President Trump, candidate Trump at the time. Her star started to rise a little bit, and she started to believe it, and she started to put it in books, and she started to do these TV specials, and all that was fine. You should capitalize on whatever press you have, but when you start to believe it, she used to be very humble. She was self-deprecating. She was very likable. I used to like her a lot. And then it was different. It was serious. It was a different tone. And it just, it, there's not much there. When you don't have that sense of lightheartedness, there wasn't much there.
Yeah, well, I think her issue is if she was just doing, like, straightforward reporting or just talking about the news or something like that, I think that she could do that fine. But the problem is now she's interacting with all of these celebrities. She's doing interviews. She needs to be charismatic.
So
and what we've figured out is that she just doesn't have any natural charisma. She doesn't seem to be able to hold a conversation with, like, all of these celebrities who have that charisma, and so they just, I don't know, it doesn't work. It falls flat.
It's so true, Kara. All the celebrities, and even not good ones, but any celebrity that I've seen her interview, they outshine her. And that really shouldn't be the way on a morning show like the Today Show. It should be a lot more even. And the other thing is, she was good on Fox. I used to watch her every once in a while on that. She was good on that because it's a gotcha format, and she's good at sparring. But you can't spar on the Today Show when you're trying to interview someone. And she's done that a few times now, and it's like Kara said,
hey, Jane, how about your plastic surgery?
Oh, that was embarrassing.
All right, let's keep going here. Music time.
You know she called her Hanoi Jane, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Way to reach your millennials,
Megan.
No one even knows what that means.
Help yourself. Okay, so we got a little time for Carrie Underwood, who's upset also. This time, the upset is caused by her being pulled over for speeding. She didn't get a ticket. She wrote on Twitter, "After 18 years, I can no longer say I've never been pulled over for speeding. I feel so ashamed. I may or may not have cried in my car after the..."
Poor Carrie.
She's so cute. She's so sweet.
I think we all cried after our first ticket, not most of us in our 30s.
All right. That's that story. 28 after here on the DJV Show. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Howdy doody, 34. I every once in a while start, I don't know why, I like that memory in my mind of the old Howdy Doody show, and it became something that I said often when I was a youngster. So when I go back there every once in a while, people say, what is that, Howdy Doody?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Howdy Doody. You always say that he looks like Rick Astley.
Or no, the other way around.
He looks like Joe Kennedy, the guy that did the rebuttal to the...
kind of
that. Yes. That might be a good way of looking at it. That was a good way of putting in perspective, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with the big food news today. Krispy Kremers, you're going to love this. If your Valentine loves sweet fried dough, Krispy Kreme is your place. They have new limited edition donuts just in time for Valentine's Day, which, by the way, is only 2 weeks away for those of you who've lost track already. They have teamed up with Oreo. Their new Valentine treats, Oreo cookies and cream donut.
Holy man, talk about sugar.
It's a heart-shaped yeast donut. So if you have a yeast problem, maybe you shouldn't be eating this donut. It's filled with Oreo cookie-flavored cream and then dipped in dark chocolate icing, topped with Oreo cookie crumbles.
What could go wrong?
And finished off with a drizzle of red icing. Good God, how many calories are that? Don't they have to, do the donuts, like the restaurants now have to post how many calories there are with each meal, right?
If they have a certain number of branches or franchises, then yes.
Okay, Krispy Kreme has lots of franchises. Do they post how much each of these are worth, the value of them in the terms of calories?
Yeah, they would have to.
What do you
to.
Think they are? This is about 400 calories, isn't it, this thing?
Maybe more than,
More than that?
Maybe. Oh, all that icing and all the filling. And
but there's not much to the dough, that's the thing. All right, so here we go.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme. Calorie count.
No. It's making me hungry either way.
They're available right
calories.
Now until Valentine's Day. At
should
all
we just go with the Krispy chocolate? The chocolate ice custard filled sounds like the closest to this this Oreo one. 350 calories. The original glazed donut is only 190 calories.
Wow,
that's
really?
Terrible. That's yeah, great. That's actually a deal.
Right. Well, you got to keep in mind what Jack says about sugar. We had that whole discussion.
Oh, Jack Schmack.
Yeah. I'm a tough customer when it comes to that, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, oof. Whatever.
All right, let's see here. This is sort of related to food news in a manner of speaking. A lot of conversation about water, the water crisis that exists in many parts of the world. But the one that's getting the most attention now is Cape Town, South Africa. They are, I think, about this time in the week, the prediction was a week or so ago, they'd run out of water sometime this week. So there's a grassroots campaign to donate water to South African residents, especially people who live in Cape Town. They have a WhatsApp social media campaign. Is that how this works? Victoria, the founder of the campaign, Talita van der Heever, is a resident of South Africa, or I'm sorry, Cape Town. East London is a village in Cape Town. She was feeding her 18-month-old daughter with baby formula when she read about day zero, which is when they're supposed to run out of water. She said, quote, "You cannot mix baby formula without water. So there are a lot of mums in Cape Town who won't be able to feed their babies." So the residents in Cape Town were being forced to conjure up new strategies to save water. They moved up the date for day zero. So is it this week or is
it
April?
April 12th. No, it's April 12th.
Okay, all right. So this is a big problem. Is this a way to fix it? I think if they could build a big desalinization plant off the coast of South Africa, that would fix this permanently.
Yeah.
In the meantime, they can't do it between now and April. So does this work? And what's the response to the WhatsApp plea? I guess 300 or 400 people have responded. Is that right? So we're water. They bring in water from elsewhere in bottles. What are they doing here?
Yeah, she asked everyone if they could donate. Each person could donate 2 5-liter jugs of water, and then she came up with different drop-off points around the city. And she said that she grew up on a farm, so she knows that farmers bring their produce to East London, Johannesburg, and Durban, and then on the way back to Cape Town, the trucks are empty. So she thought on the way back they could actually transport the water in their trucks.
Yeah,
and so a lot of the farmers have gotten together and have said, sure, and that's an easy thing to do. And so now they're loading the water up after they drop off their produce and everything. Then they load up the water and bring it back into Cape Town. So far, it appears to be working, and it's obviously a very small grassroots effort. But if it can bump the whatever they want to call it, the date of no water, if they can keep moving it back, then this is a problem that the citizens are really solving on their own.
Yep, good for them. All right, let's move to the sports desk. Victoria, David Beckham has launched a soccer team in Miami. How successful is this going to be?
Well, I don't know. I think it could be very successful. He certainly has a lot of money and a lot of powerful people behind him. He's been trying to do this in Miami for, I think, the last 3 years. And when he was playing for the LA Galaxy, he had a little option in his contract saying that he would be able to buy his own franchise team in 2014. So I think since 2014, he's been working on this. And he now has this team that's going to be launched. It doesn't have a name yet. It will be in Miami. They have a 25,000-seat stadium in the Overtown neighborhood of Miami, which I'm not really sure where that is. But
I don't either. I don't know that way. And how many stadiums, for God's sakes, are there in Miami?
I don't know. It's a lot.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
But he seems very enthusiastic about the Major League Soccer, and the league itself has actually been expanding. They just added 5 more teams in the last year, so they plan to increase the amount of teams to 28. Nashville just added a team in December. So he says player recruitment will be his major role. He doesn't really want to manage the team. That's not his thing. But he certainly has an eye for talent, so he claims that they'll have the best roster in the league.
So how popular is this? He's got money because he got paid a lot as a soccer player himself. Where does his money come from?
Well, he has investors as well. Simon Fuller, who put the Spice Girls together and is
American
behind...
American Idol, too.
American Idol, yeah. Simon Fuller is his major investor. And, you know, Miami is a great place for this because soccer in Miami is so big because of all of, like, the Caribbean influence of the citizens there. So that it makes a lot of sense. I think if it works, it's going to work really well.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck to him. Good enterprise. Good to have new businesses getting started. Jennifer, the Philadelphia Eagles are rumored to be playing in the Super Bowl this weekend. Is that true?
That is the rumor. Yeah, yeah, more than just a rumor. That is what's going to happen, I think, barring any sort of natural disasters. The Philadelphia Eagles defensive end Chris Long wants to win the Super Bowl. That's probably the understatement of the year because he's playing for, the Eagles, which they're going to the Super Bowl. But he might end up regretting the bet that he made with the team's linebacker coach, Ken Fajole, I believe is how we would say his name, or Flajol. At the Super Bowl opening night on Monday, he explained that he made what he called a really dumb bet. It's pretty simple. If the Eagles win, Long is going to get a portrait of the coach's face tattooed somewhere on him. If the Eagles beat the New England Patriots, the team Long won the Super Bowl with last year, it looks like there will be an open space on his left arm for the coach's face. It'll be an interesting look, but Long joked, hopefully I'll have a Ken Flajol, is that how we say his name? Flajol?
I don't know, actually.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
But this coach, anyway, so kind of funny.
Flajol, please.
Well, a little Flajol. Yeah. But how funny that, like, a full portrait of somebody, that's going to be your big thing?
But the interesting thing is he won the Super Bowl last year with the Patriots, so
right.
He didn't have to do that. So
the price I get it, like, where do you get that? I would get it on, like, the back of my, the bottom of my foot, or, like, shave my head and get it there and then just, like, grow my hair back so no one would ever have to see it.
You know these dummies are going to put it, like, right on their back, right in the center.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's a problem with the Super Bowl on Sunday being played at U.S. Bank Stadium. The problem is that there are birds crashing into this new stadium, and the PETA folks, bird lovers everywhere, are angry. You can go around this. There are pictures online of what happens every morning when the people at the stadium go around the outside and pick up all the dead birds that are crashing into... this is a big, it's basically a glass. It's like a big mirror, like a reflective glass stadium.
I can't believe anything can fly in Minnesota at this point during the winter. Isn't everything frozen to death? I mean, aren't you just frozen solid?
I don't know, but if you look online, you'll see pictures all over the place of these dead birds that mistake the glass for the sky, and they crash into it, and that's the end of that. So it's one of those side stories. There's always tons of side stories. What's the next Roman numeral after X?
The advertisers for the Super Bowl this year are actually promising to make more entertaining commercials. Last year, they got criticized for a lot of kind of messagey advertising and not as much fun.
Right.
And so this year, if we believe the reports that are coming out from the people who track these ads, they're saying they're just much more fun and lighthearted. So that's good.
Yeah. All right. Now, in terms of birds, you may or may not have seen the story about the lady. Here's another black eye for United Airlines, or is it? The folks at United shot down a traveler's request to bring a bird, one of these huge peacocks, onto the plane as an emotional support. Didn't we have something about a pig the other day, too, that didn't
turkey.
Get on? A turkey. That was it, right. Yeah. So this lady's trying to get on board with a peacock, and peacocks can be kind of nasty.
They're mean, and they're noisy.
Yeah. So anyway, in this circumstance, don't you have to draw the line at some point as to what will happen or how something like this will affect the other passengers?
You're not going to hear me complain about United putting their foot down or their beak down on this one, because come on, you imagine that? Peacocks are not small, and it just makes me crazy that people exploit this service animal thing. It is not, you can't tell me that every person I see, Doug Steffen, at the airport that try to board a plane with their dog are all in need emotionally. They are not. They've gone on Amazon.
Last time you and
they
I
bought
flew
a vest
together.
For their dog.
You were my emotional support.
I was.
Was
there a vest on the peacock?
No. There was nothing on the peacock.
Well, this is obviously, peacocks are expensive, and this is someone claiming they just don't want their peacock to die, down below. So this is just some stupid person claiming that, you know, this is an emotional support peacock.
In today's automotive news, at the North American International Auto Show, Nissan show off their new concept vehicle, the CrossMotion, with an indication of what the future of the connected autonomous crossover will be. This new Nissan comes with intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist and ProPilot Park. The display and infotainment system can be controlled by gestures and eye movement. Exterior has rugged 21-inch wheels and off-road tires. The tire tread laminated over the wheels. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA Black show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between
$100,000
and $132,000.
Oh, there's
five. Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Favorite points in the week, and I have lots of them because this is fun during this radio program every day, and I hope it's fun for the listeners. One of the great insertions is the appearance of Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show with us to talk about things that are of import, guidance for you. Those of you who have pets, you want to take them on the plane. Can you actually get a wrap for a peacock? The answer to that is probably no, and I'm betting that Warren doesn't think that's a particularly good idea. Anyway, we've got that plus tax deductions for pet owners as we start to do our taxes for last year coming right up here.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Russell. To not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello,
This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
I thought this was interesting, Warren, that Instagram is taking on animal abuse. Reports that tourism and more specifically selfies have led to an increase in the abuse of animals, exploitation, if you will. Instagram has joined TripAdvisor and Expedia trying to preserve wildlife. So you cannot, if you're using search for hashtags related to wildlife abuse, you'll see content advisory notices there warning them about the connection to abusive behaviors. It's not going to be allowed. There are a lot of exotic animals that are for sale. You know, there are still pictures of people shooting elephants and rhinos and stuff like that. So I'd say this was a good step, wouldn't you?
Yeah, anything that lets people or educates people about the abuses that take place, not only in the United States, but all around the world. And believe me, around the world, it's much even worse than we have it right here. Yeah. I think it's really, really important because people don't really know that information. They kind of blink away, and sometimes you have to see something to react to it.
Right. All right. So what are the prominent tax deductions? As people are starting to do now, all of the W-2 forms are supposed to be out. People can have that information that's required you have by the end of January. So as you start to do your tax return, if you got some pets, Warren's got some tips for you.
Number one, if you have a business, and even if you run a business out of your home, and you have a guard dog there because you have expensive equipment in the house and the dog is trained as a protection dog, you might be able to deduct that dog as part of the business expense. And that, I did that for years when I was living back east. Now, what about cats, Doug? How can you deduct a cat? You could deduct a cat, Doug. I can't, yeah. But you could deduct the
why?
Cat because you have cats working at the farm.
Oh, they're right. That's cats. Right.
They're
get those mice.
Rats. That's exactly yeah. Right. They're killing rats and mice, and therefore they're working, and you might want to speak to an accountant because I believe that as long as you have a cat that is being used purposely to maintain a business function, I think you can deduct that cat as well.
Well, I have to remember that. What about all the turkeys that are running around the farm?
I don't know if you can deduct turkeys. Yeah. Now, if you show dogs, if you're one of those people that show dogs, and years ago I was involved with that, and now I think we should, you know, I don't know. But anyway, the bottom line is if you show dogs and it's a business enterprise, you can also deduct your pets. And if you're a foster parent, and this is kind of interesting, if you're a foster parent working with a 501c3 and you're fostering animals, some of the food and the transportation can be deducted as well. And if you have, obviously, if you have a guide dog or service animal, that can be deducted. And if you're moving from one location to another location, perhaps part of the expense of your pet moving can also be deducted. But I always recommend you speak to an accountant because some of these are kind of difficult to prove. But in your case, Doug, it shouldn't be difficult when you have a farm,
it's
a working farm, and there are cats there that are working. Of course, they're doing a job, and you should be able to deduct them.
So, speaking of cats, you know who Grumpy Cat is?
I do.
All right, so you saw that she won $710,000 in a court case. This is the cat itself, and what the Grumpy Cat's all about has become a very lucrative brand. And so somebody used a picture of the cat, and the owners took the company to court, and they won $710,000 for the cat.
A lot of litter, Doug. A lot of litter.
That is right. That's here for the Grumpy Cat. 59 after.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.